That sounds good. I hate interrupting it. You had mentioned you started out on Creedence, and that's, I remember listening to Creedence on old vinyl records that Dad had. It was really my first taste of music when he got this old record player. So we're going to have to tune up a little Creedence for the next one. Does that work?
Oh, totally.
Totally. All right. Well, we'll have a little Creedence next time.
You know, the little iPods and stuff have really taken away that ability for parents to share the music with their kids. You know, the kids have their own music. They're plugged in. My older kids love Creedence. Our young daughter, she's like, eh. You know, but if we had been able to brainwash her when she was little.
That brainwash, I'm not sure I would call it that.
That's what my mom called it with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
brainwash you.
You will like them.
And
you
are going.
And you were a big Beatles fan. I remember always listening to the Beatles when Dad was gone.
Abbey Road.
Whenever Dad got home, it was off the Beatles and then on the Creedence.
That's right.
Or
Michael
Martin Murphy or...
Mm-hmm.
Eagles were both the and Elvis, but it's Rosie on the House Saturday mornings here at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to talk to anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And joined by architect and general contractor Tom Riley, local here in Prescott. And renovations has been a business.
Oh, well, it started in business as T.F. Riley Builders Incorporated, and I turned it into renovations back in, just after I got off of city council. And that was back in early 2000, 2001, 2002. And I've been, marketing it because, you know, everybody in town has been doing new homes. You know, most builders just want to do new homes. And I realized that we wanted to do remodeling. And nobody in town at the time was focusing on remodeling as being their primary work that they do, and doing it in a professional manner, and doing it so that it's done well. Everybody was doing it either vicariously, or if I didn't have a home to build, sure, I'll do your kitchen. But it's like, we just focus on remodeling.
Well, and there's a science to it. It's a whole lot different than ground-up building.
Oh, it is. It is so much different. And that's part of the reason why remodeling gets such a bad reputation, is that you have home builders, ground-up builders, coming in trying to do remodeling. And it's a completely different animal. And you end up getting more animosity developed than you do kitchens.
We have to be part counselor as well, because you're working in someone's home.
Well, we enjoy working with people. And that's one of the criteria of anybody who works for us. Is, you know, they have to be a people person. And that makes a big difference in how, you know, the people that you hire, as you well know, and how well your business is going to do.
That all ties in with customer service, which is number one.
Absolutely. We have two rules. And the first rule is the customer is always right. Second rule is when the customer is wrong, see rule number one.
I remember that one from growing up. Yeah, that's the way it used to be done. It's a good mantra.
That's the way to do it.
And you had mentioned at the beginning that having a license in architecture brings in the complete package, because remodeling in a home, you know, for most homeowners, they look at their house and, I need new cabinets, or I need this or that. But if you bring in an architect, you know, maybe there's something in the layout of your home you don't like, or there's something that functionally doesn't work, or you know you need more space, but you love where you live and you don't want to move. Having an architect and as well as a general contractor together really makes a big difference. I can't tell you how many times on a job we're looking at the blueprints, we're like, what was the architect thinking? You know, this guy's never swung a hammer in his life.
Nice,
well,
to have both.
There is, and we could do both. And, you know, being an architect, of course, there's some training, and we have other architects that we work with within our purview as well. And I'm not just the only one. The thing that an architect brings is the training that comes in and basically seeing things in three dimensions. And a lot of people can't do that. I tell people, I said, literally, I can see through walls. When I come into your house, and the house was built in the 80s, let's say, you know, in the 70s and the 80s, that's when having a lot of small rooms was the thing to do. And now when we go into it, the great room concept is a little bit more prevalent, and people want to take the 1980s home and open it up a little bit more. And we can do that kind of thing. We can see past the walls and how things would work out and try to explain that to people. And we've been doing quite a bit of that. It's been one of our mainstays.
How old is the average home that you work on?
That is a very good question. I don't know that I've actually tracked the age of homes. I'm going to guess that the average age is probably 15 years.
Do you know what the oldest home you actually worked on was?
Here in town?
Yeah.
103 years old.
Wow. Do we have any that old in Phoenix?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
There's like two, maybe three. there's a few on the historical registry, but they're not the building style is much different.
Oh, absolutely.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, our last half hour broadcasting live from Arizona's Christmas City, Jersey Lily Saloon on Whiskey Row. Getting ready for the Christmas parade here at 1 o'clock and the courthouse tree lighting at 6.